Of course, it's not going to be here.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to call to order this Wednesday, April 15th, committee meeting of the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development. Representative Gorsuch is excused this afternoon. He will be rejoining us on Friday. We have quite a list of bills that we will be carrying over until Friday, April 17th. And the following bills are House Bill 2237, 2283, 2293, 2621, 2734, 2995, 3011, 3402, 3405, and we have just come to realize we will not have paperwork on 2748, so we will be carrying that over also. So if anybody's here on those bills, I guess you get the afternoon off. We will start our work sessions by opening a hearing, a work session on House Bill 2459. Mr. Brennan, can you give us a brief explanation, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2459, we heard this on April 1st. It's the State Marine Board's measure that increases fees related to registering and titling boats, floating homes, and boathouses. We have not at any point received an amendment, an official amendment to this measure, so it comes to us as to pass. It would be, as is. It has subsequent, or it does not, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, it did not come to us with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Therefore, the Ways and Means and the Speaker have asked us to add a referral to Ways and Means. We've received a signed letter from the Speaker giving us authorization to do that.
All right.
Should the committee decide to move to Ways and Means, we have the ability to do so.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Davis, what is your pleasure?
Can you make a comment about the bill? Quickly?
You may, please.
So the motion that I'll be making is to move this bill down to Ways and Means without recommendation. I think there's some concerns from a number of committee members about some of the fee increases contained in the bill, but those should be given an opportunity to continue those discussions down Ways and Means. And I think both the Chair and I will likely be visiting the relevant subcommittee and working with the Marine Board. We want to thank you very much for your prompt responses to our many inquiries over the last few weeks, and we will continue this good work.
And on that note,
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2459 without recommendation as to passage to the floor, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Davis moves House Bill 3256 without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means.
That was a...
Oh, yes. We have a bill. We have two different numbers in here.
That's my bad.
24, I'm sorry. We have a typo but that I'm going to correct, and I will begin again. Representative Davis moves House Bill 2459 without recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Is there any questions? Seeing none, Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Lane?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Vice Chair Davis?
Aye.
Chair McHugh?
Aye. The motion carries. I would like to comment, too, that I want to thank the staff from the Marine Board for working with us on this. I know you put some time and effort into it and came up with some different scenarios and proposals for us, and we look forward to having a conversation about this when it gets down to Ways and Means. So thank you for your good work. And I will close the work session on House Bill 2459 and open a work session on House Bill 2464. Mr. Brennan.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2464 authorizes issuance of lottery bonds for transportation projects funded through the Multimodal Transportation Fund during 2015-17 biennium. It specifies allocation of lottery bond proceeds by region. It declares emergency effective upon passage. This is, of course, as mentioned when we heard this on Monday, Connect Oregon 6. So it has subsequent referral to Ways and Means, Madam Chair. We have no amendments before us. We have received hall passes from legislative, fiscal, and legislative revenue to move the bill.
We like hall passes.
Nice.
Thank you, Mr. Brennan. Vice Chair Davis.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2464 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Vice Chair Davis moves House Bill 2464 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Bentz.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative
Pack. Aye.
Representative Lively.
Aye.
Vice Chair Davis.
Aye.
Vice Chair Gorsuch.
He's excused.
Chairman
McEwen? Aye. The motion carries. Thank you. I would like to speak to this bill. Senator Beyer and I have had some discussions about Connect Oregon. There have been some issues raised about the program in this session that we would like to address. So Senator Beyer and I will be pulling together a work group to visit the Connect Oregon project or the Connect Oregon program in the near future. So stay tuned, and we're interested in having some conversations about it, and we'll move forward at some time when the chaos begins to settle after next Tuesday. So. Stay tuned. And I will close the work session on House Bill 2464. And let's see, we've already moved 2748 to Friday. So I will open a work session on House Bill 3005.
Ready for me?
Yes, sir.
All right, Madam Chair. House Bill 3005. Extends the expiration date of driver licenses for persons who are volunteering outside of the United States. It specifies that driver licenses expire 90 days following the individual's return to the United States. We have no amendment to this measure, Madam Chair. The bill comes to us with no fiscal impact or no revenue impact statement, and therefore the bill is ready to move as the committee sees fit.
Thank you, Mr. Brennan.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3005 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Davis moves House Bill 3005 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Pack?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative McClain?
Aye.
Vice Chair Davis?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gorsuch?
Excused.
Chair McEwen?
Aye. The motion carries. I'm going to make an assumption that Representative Wilson would like to carry this unless there are any objections. Anybody good with that?
Okay. Let me ask for rules.
Yeah,
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask that the rules be suspended so that Representative Hack be allowed to vote on the Oregon State Marine Board bill, House Bill 2459.
Thank you, Vice Chair Davis. Vice Chair Davis asks that the rules be suspended and Representative Hack have an opportunity to vote on House Bill 2459. Are there any objections?
There's no discussion, of course. Are you correct?
Okay. I'm going to turn it over to...
No roll call is necessary, Madam Chair. You can do it without opposition.
Okay. Without opposition. Doesn't he need to ask?
Oh, yes, he does need to ask.
Nathan, ask her how she wants to vote. Hi. Sorry. Thank you. All right. Duly recorded.
Okay, all right. Good job.
Thank you.
Just for clarification, I thought you were asking to call the motion to suspend.
Oh, no. I was just asking Nathan to find out how Representative Hack wanted to vote.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Vice Chair Davis.
Absolutely.
Now, but I didn't happen to open a work session on that.
That's okay.
Okay.
Implied consent.
Implied consent. All right.
I like it.
Okay, so we are there. Okay. As we shuffle papers.
Let's skip that one for now and go to the back page.
Committee members, we are going to bypass House Bill 3256, hoping that we have paperwork show up soon so that we can take action upon it. We do not have it yet, so we are going to skip it for the moment and open a work session on House Bill 3414. Mr. Brennan, we have an amendment on this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 3414. Creates the offense of failure to keep a vehicle in the right lane, which it designates as a Class B traffic violation punishable by a maximum fine of $1,000. It exempts drivers of vehicles governed by ORS 811.325, which, of course, is another statute that addresses vehicles not allowed to travel in the left-hand lane already. It outlines conditions under which driving in the far lane is allowable. Since we heard the bill last on the 3rd of April, we have received a -1 amendment. The -1 amendment limits the applicability of the measure to roads with posted speeds of greater than 45 miles per hour and specifies that the measure does not apply when traffic is moving slower than the normal flow of traffic. With the -1 amendment, Madam Chair, the manager has a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact statement.
Thank you. All right. Vice Chair Davis.
Madam Chair, I move the committee adopt the dash one amendment to House Bill 3414, dated 4315.
Thank you. Representative Davis moves to adopt the House Bill 3414-1 amendment dated April 3rd, 2000. Shouldn't that be 15?
Yeah, yes. It's actually 415, 2015.
We have, there we go.
Sorry.
April 3rd of 2015. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3414 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Representative Davis moves House Bill 3414 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
I'll just
Vice Chairman or Representative McClain, did you have a comment?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm good.
Oh, Representative Bentz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have to say this is a bill that is a pretty close call for me, and it has to do with, I think, what he was trying to get at in the amendment, which is to address the situation where all the lanes are full and everybody's moving along. And so, of course, the left lane's going to be full and people may or may not be passing. And so it creates a very, very difficult law enforcement challenge. And so this is a tough, and I think this is one of the reasons why there was some, I'm going to say, reticence by ODOT about the bill. I'm going to support it, but it's one of those just barely moments.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your comments.
I just want to say thank you to the Department of Transportation for working on the amendments. Also want to clarify for legislative history that absolutely my intent in supporting this bill, and I believe the intent of the committee, is certainly in high traffic volume situations to allow the full gamut of all lanes to be used so we can have maximum flow.
And I would add that I think the intent also is to try and impact behavior. And if we can impact behavior, we would have some sort of a positive effect on the traffic flow in our major highways. So we'll hope we accomplish that goal. And I believe we have a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion? Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Pack?
Aye.
Representative
McClain? Aye.
Representative Bentz?
Aye.
Representative Wiley?
Aye.
Representative Davis?
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries. Since this bill was brought to us by Representative Helm, I believe he would be pleased if we assign the carriage of the bill to him without any objection. Thank you. And one more bill on our docket. I will close the work session on House Bill 3414 and open a work session on House Bill 3455. And Mr. Brennan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 3455 is the bill that dealt with the ATV Grant Subcommittee of the All-Terrain Vehicle Advisory Committee. The measure expands the purposes of use of monies in the All-Terrain Vehicle account. We have since received the Dash 3 amendment. The Dash 3 amendment does not increase the membership of the Grant Subcommittee of the ATV Advisory Committee, but rather it increases the membership of the ATV Advisory Committee itself from 14 to 16 members, which adds one member as a representative of Rural Fire Protection District and one representative of Emergency Medical Services, which are the two members who would have been added to the Grant Subcommittee of the Advisory Committee. obviously, Claire's butt, of course. So it directs the Parks and Recreation Department to establish and operate an outreach program to inform law enforcement agencies, rural fire protected districts, and emergency medical service providers about the grants process. It deletes the language allowing use of monies in the ATV account to pay costs of emergency services for fire service professionals related to the operation of ATVs. So with those changes, Madam Chair, the Dash 3 Amendment has a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact. And has no subsequent vote.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Brennan. Mr. Davis?
Madam Chair, I move the committee adopt the Dash 3 amendment to House Bill 3455.
Representative Davis moves to adopt the House Bill 3455-3 amendment dated April 14th, 2015. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I move Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3455 as amended to the floor with a dues pass recommendation.
Representative Davis moves House Bill 3455 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Wiley?
Aye.
Representative
Bentz? Aye.
Representative Pack?
Aye.
Representative McClain?
Aye.
Vice Chair Davis?
Aye.
Vice Chair Gorsuch?
Absent, excused. Aye. The motion carries. And I will close the work session on House Bill 3455. And we will assign that to Representative Widener, as that was his bill, and Senator Roblin can carry it on the Senate side as they co-sponsored that bill. And Mr. Brennan, do we have a fiscal yet on 2748?
Don't, Madam Chair. So the committee can do one of two things. We can either wait here until 5 o'clock if you'd like.
And I know you all want to join us.
My recommendation would be to roll that bill over. So we're talking about House Bill 3256, rolling House Bill 3256. Over to Friday's agenda, where we will most certainly have the paperwork necessary.
All right. And on that sage advice from our committee staff, we will roll 3256 to Friday. And unless there is anything for the good of the order, I believe we are adjourned. And unless there is anything for the good of the